Let me tell you what Like a Virgin's about. It's all about a girl who digs a guy with a big dick. The entire song. It's a metaphor for big dicks.
No, it ain't. It's about a girl who's very vulnerable. She's been fucked over a few times, and then she meets a guy who's
Whoa. Time out, Green Bay. Throw that fucking bullshit to the tortoise.
Toby? Who the fuck is Toby?
Like a Virgin's not about some sensitive girl who meets a nice fella. That's what True Blue's about. No, granted, no argument about that.
What's True Blue?
Oh, you ain't heard True Blue. It's a big ass in from now. I don't even follow that top of the pop shit. I mean, I've heard True Blue.
Yeah, so I was saying heard of it. You know, what I asked is, how's it go? Excuse me from the being world with Madonna.
Personally, I can do without her.
I used to like her early stuff. Borderline. Once you got off into that Papa Don't Preach phase, I tuned out.
But you guys are, like, making me lose my train of thought here. I was saying something. What was it?
Oh, Toby's that little Chinese girl. Who's her last name?
What's that?
It's an old address book I found on a coat I haven't worn in a cool age. What was that name?
What the fuck was I talking about?
So True Blue was about a guy, sensitive girl that meets a nice guy, but Like a Virgin was a metaphor for big dicks.
Okay, let me tell you what Like a Virgin's about. It's all about this coup. Who's a regular fuck machine. Now I'm talking morning, day, night, afternoon. Dick, 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 dick.
How many dicks is that?
A lot.
So one day, she meets this John Holmes motherfucker, and it's like, whoa, baby. I mean, this cat is like Charles Bronson in The Great Escape. He's digging tunnels. Now she's getting this serious dick action. And she's feeling something she ain't feel since forever. Pain. Pain.
Chew, Toby, chew.
It hurts. It hurts her. It shouldn't hurt. You know, her pussy should be bubbling up by now. But when this cat fucks her, it hurts. It hurts just like it did the first time. You see, the pain is reminding a fuck machine what it was once like to be a virgin. Hence, Like a Virgin.
Wow. Give me that fucking thing. Now, what the hell do you think you're doing? Give me my book.
I'm sick of fucking hearing it, Joe. I'll give it back to you when we leave.
What do you mean when we leave? Give me it back now.
For the past 15 minutes now, you've been droning on about names. Toby. 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 Toby Wong. Toby Wong. Toby Wong. Toby Chung. Fucking Charlie Chan. I've got Madonna's big dick coming out of my left ear, and Toby the Jack, I don't know what, coming out of my right.
Give me that book.
Are you going to put it away?
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want with it.
Well, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to keep it.
Hey, Joe. Want me to shoot this guy?
Shit. You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
You guys been listening to Cat Billy Super Sound of the 70s weekend?
Oh, yeah, man, it's fucking great, isn't it?
You believe the songs they play?
You know what I heard the other day? Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat by Little Tony DeFranco and the Franco family. Man, I haven't heard that song since I was in the fifth fucking grade.
But I was coming down here. The night the lights went out in Georgia came on. I ain't heard that song since it was big. But when it was big, I must have heard it a million trillion fucking times. But this is the first time I ever realized that the girl singing the song is the one who shot Andy.
Wait, I mean, you didn't know that Vicki Lawrence was the one who shot Andy?
I thought it was the cheating wife shot Andy.
Yeah, but they said that at the end of the song.
I know, motherfucker. I just heard it. That's what I'm talking about.
You called me motherfucker.
I must have zoned out during that part.
All right. I'll take care of the check. You guys can get the tip. Should be about $1 apiece. And you, when I come back, I want my book.
Sorry, it's my book now.
Hey, I changed my mind. Shoot this piece of shit, will you?
All right, everybody cough up some green for the little lady. Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in tipping?
You know what these chicks make? They make shit. Don't give me that. She don't make enough money, she can quit.
I don't even know if fucking Jew would have the ball to say that. Let me just get this straight. You don't ever tip, huh?
I don't tip because society says I have to. All right, I mean, I'll tip if somebody really deserves a tip. If they really put forth the effort, I'll give them something extra. But, I mean, it's tipping automatically. It's for the birds. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just doing their job.
Hey, this girl was nice.
She was okay. I mean, she wasn't anything special.
What's special? Take you in the back and suck your dick.
I'd go over 12% for that.
Look, I ordered coffee, right? Now, we've been here a long fucking time. She's only filled my cup 3 times. I mean, when I order coffee, I want it filled 6 times.
6 times? Well, you know, what if she's too fucking busy?
Where it's too fucking busy shouldn't be in a waitress's vocabulary.
Excuse me, Mr. Pink, but the last fucking thing you need is another cup of coffee.
Jesus Christ, I mean, these ladies aren't starving to death. They make minimum wage. You know, I used to work minimum wage, and when I did, I wasn't lucky enough to have a job the society deemed tip-worthy.
You don't care if they're counting on your tips to live?
You know what this is? It's the world's smallest violin playing just for the waitresses.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. These people bust their ass. This is a hard job.
So is working at McDonald's, but you don't feel the need to tip them, do you? Well, why not? They're serving you food. But no, society says, don't tip these guys over here, but tip these guys over here. That's bullshit.
Waitressing is the number one occupation for female non-college graduates in this country. It's the one job basically any woman can get and make a living on. The reason is because of their tips.
Fuck all that.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm very sorry the government taxes their tips. That's fucked up. That ain't my fault. I mean, it would appear that waitresses are one of the many groups the government fucks in the ass on a regular basis. I mean, if you show me a piece of paper that says the government shouldn't do that, I'll sign it. Put it to a vote, I'll vote for it. But what I won't do is play ball. And it's non-college bullshit you're giving me. I got 2 words for that. Learn to fucking type. Because if you're expecting me to help out with the rent, you're in for a big fucking surprise.
Just convince me. Give me my dollar back.
Hey! Leave the dollars there.
All right, ramblers, let's get rambling. Wait a minute. Who didn't throw in?
Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink? Why not?
You don't tip.
You don't tip? What do you mean you don't tip?
You don't believe in it.
Shut up. What do you mean you don't believe in it? Come on, you. Cough up a bucket, cheap bastard. I pay for your goddamn breakfast.
All right, since you pay for the breakfast, I'll put in. But normally, I would never do this.
Never mind what you normally would do. Just cough in your goddamn butt like everybody else. Thank you.
That was the Partridge Family's Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted, followed by Edison Lighthouse's Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, as K. Billy's super sounds of the 70s weekend just keeps on trucking.
I'm gonna die!
Oh, this blood scared the shit out of me, Larry. I'm gonna die, I know it.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't realize you had a degree in medicine. Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor? Answer me, please. Are you a doctor? Huh?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So you admit you don't know what you're talking about. So, if you're through giving me your amateur opinion, fly back and listen to the news. I'm taking you back to the rendezvous. Joe's going to get you a doctor. The doctor's going to fix you up. And you're going to be okay. Now, say it.
No.
You're going to be okay. Say it. You're going to be okay. Say the goddamn words. You're going to be okay.
Oh, God.
Say the goddamn fucking words. Say it.
Oh, okay, Larry.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Who's a tough guy? Come on, who's a tough guy?
I'm a tough guy. Who's a tough guy?
You're a tough guy. You're a fucking tough guy. Okay. We're in a warehouse. Look where we are. We made it. We fucking made it. We have fucking made it. We're in a warehouse. Look where we are. Look where we are. So long, my boy. Hold on. Stop banging your head. You're gonna bang your fucking hole in the floor. Yeah, you don't want to hurt the fucking floor, do you? Can't do anything for you. But when Joe gets here, we should be in time now. He's gonna help you out. He's gonna take care of you. Okay? We're just gonna sit here and we're gonna wait for Joe. What are we waiting for?
I'm fucking scared, man. Can you please hold me?
Yeah.
Go ahead and be scared. You've been brave enough for one day. I just want you to relax now. Okay? You're not gonna fucking die. You're gonna be fine. When Joe gets here, I'll make you 100% again. It's not good. No.
Bless your heart for what she's trying to do. I was panicking for a minute back there. But I got my senses back now. The situation is I'm shot in the belly. Without medical attention, I'm gonna die.
I can't take you to a hospital.
Fuck jail, man! You're gonna have to take me in. Just drive me up to the front. Just drop me on the sidewalk. I'll take care of myself. I won't tell him anything, man. I won't tell him anything. I swear to fucking God, man. Just look in my eyes, man. Look in my eyes. Tell them anything. You'll be safe, man.
You're not gonna fucking die, kid, all right? Listen to me. You're gonna be fine. Along with the kneecap, the gut is the most painful area a guy can get shot in.
Shit.
But it takes a long time to die from it.
I'm talking days. You're going to wish you were dead. But it takes days to die from your wound. Time is on your side.
Is that a fucking setup or what? Shit. Orange got tagged.
Gotcha.
Fuck. Where's Brown?
Dead.
Oh. How did he die?
How the fuck do you think? The cop shot him.
It's bad. It's so fucking bad. Is it bad?
As opposed to good?
It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. Somebody fucked us up big time, man.
You really think we were set up?
Do you even doubt it, man? I don't think we got set up. I know we got set up. I mean, really, seriously, where did all those cops come from, huh? One minute they're not there, and the next minute they're there. I didn't hear any sirens. The alarm went off, okay? When an alarm goes off, you got an average of 4 minutes response time. Unless a patrol car is cruising that street at that particular moment, you got 4 minutes before they can realistically respond. And in 1 minute, there were 17 blue boys out there, all one up a bear, all knowing exactly what the fuck they were doing. They were all just there. Remember that second wave that showed up in the cars, okay? Those are the ones responding to the alarm, man. But those first motherfuckers, I'm telling you, man, they were there and they were waiting for us. Haven't you fucking thought about this?
Yeah, we got a chance to think. First, I was just trying to get the fuck out of there. And after we got away, I've just been dealing with him.
Better stop fucking thinking about it, man. That's all I'm thinking about, man. I wasn't even going to come here. I was going to drive off, man. Because we're going to set us up knows about this place. They're going to be cops here waiting for us. There's going to be cops coming here right now.
Let's go in the other room. Hey,
right in there.
No thank you, and walk, but I didn't fucking listen. It was like that every time I got caught buying weed. Same thing, man. I didn't trust the guy. I felt funny about him, but I wanted to believe him, you know? Because if he's not lying to me, he's really his tie stick, then it's great, right? But no, it's never tie stick, and I always said if I felt that way about a job, I fucking walk. I didn't. I didn't get the fucking money.
Sunnyside, I need you cool. Are you cool?
I am cool.
Spray some water. Relax. Have a cigarette.
I quit.
All right.
Why, you got one?
Go through what happened. We're in the place, everything's going fine. Then the alarm gets tripped. I turn around and all these cops are outside. I'm right, because I blink my eyes and they're there. Everybody starts going apeshit. Then Mr. Blonde starts to shoot all the in.
That's not correct.
What's wrong?
Okay. The cops did not show up after the alarm went off. Right, the cops didn't show up until after Mr. Blonde started shooting everybody.
As soon as I heard the alarm, I saw the cops.
No, I'm telling you, it wasn't that soon, okay? They didn't let their presence be known until after Mr. Blonde became a madman, all right? I'm not saying they weren't there. I'm saying they were there. But they didn't make a move until after Mr. Blonde started shooting everybody. I mean, that's how I know we were set up. Come on, Mr. White, I mean, you could see
look,
that.
Look, enough of this Mr. White shit.
Wait, man. Don't tell me your fucking name, man. I don't want to know it. Jesus Christ, I ain't going to tell you mine.
You're right, this is bad. How did you get out?
I shot my way out. Everybody started shooting, so I blasted my way out of there.
Move back! Get out of the way!
Get the fuck out of the way! Believe Mr. Blonde?
That was the most insane fucking thing I've ever seen. Why the fuck would Joe hire a guy like that?
Now, I don't want to kill anybody. If I gotta get out that door and you're standing in my way, one way or the other, you're getting out of my way.
That's the way I look at it. Choice between doing 10 years, taking out some stupid motherfucker. Ain't no choice at all. But I ain't no madman either.
What the fuck was Joe thinking?
Kill a guy like that. We're awful goddamn lucky he didn't tag us when he shot the place up. I came this close to taking his ass out myself.
I mean, everybody panics. Everybody. Things get tense. It's human nature. You panic. I don't care what your name is. You can't help it. Fuck, man. You panic on the inside. In your head, you know? And you give yourself a couple of seconds, you get a hold of the situation, you deal with it. What you don't do, you start shooting up the place and start killing people.
No, what you're supposed to do is act like a fucking professional. Psychopath ain't a professional. Can't work with a psychopath. But you don't know what those sick assholes are going to do next. I mean, Jesus Christ, how old do you think that black girl was? 20? Maybe 21?
If that. Hey, look, did you see what happened to anybody else?
Me and Orange jumped in the car, ground floored it. After that, I don't know what went down.
Well, at that point, it was every man for himself, man. As far as Mr. Blonde and Mr. Blue are concerned, I ain't got the foggiest, because once I got out, I never looked back.
What do you think?
What do I think? I mean, the cops either caught him or killed him.
So a chance to punch through, you found a hole.
Yeah, and that was a fucking miracle. But even if they did get away, then where the fuck are they?
You don't think it's possible one of them got a hold of the diamonds and...
No way.
You'd be so sure.
I got the diamonds.
My boy. Where?
I stashed them. Look, if you want to come with me... Let's go get him right now. Right this second, man, because I think staying here, man, we should have our fucking heads examined.
And that was the plan. And me here.
Well, then where the fuck is everybody? I say the plan becomes null and void once we find out we got a rat in the house. We ain't got the slightest fucking idea what happened to Mr. Blonde and Mr. Blue. I mean, they could both be dead, or maybe they're arrested. The cops could have them right now at the station house, sweating them down. Yeah, they don't know our names, but they could be singing about this place.
With a gun, I think I'm fucking jinxed.
What?
2 jumps back, it was a 4-man job. I discovered one of the team was an undercover cop.
An
Oh, shit. Thank God we discovered in time. I forget the whole thing, just walk the fuck away from it.
So who's the rat this time? Is this the blue? Is this the brown?
Joe?
You know, listen, I mean, Joe set this whole thing up. Maybe he set it up to sell.
No, I don't buy it. Me and Joe go back a long time. I can tell you definitely Joe don't know a fucking thing about this bullshit.
Hey, look, I've known Joe since I was a kid, okay? And me saying he definitely had nothing to do with it is ridiculous. I mean, I can say I definitely didn't do it because I know what I did or I didn't do. But I cannot definitely say that about anybody else because I don't definitely know. For all I know, you're the rat.
For all I know, you're the fucking rat.
All right, now you're using your fucking head. I mean, for all we know, he's the rat.
Hey, that kid in there is dying from a fucking bullet I saw him take. So don't you be calling him a rat.
Look, I'm right, okay? Somebody's a fucking rat. Where's the commode in this dungeon? I gotta take a squirt.
Go down the hall, make a left off the stairs, and make a right.
By the way, how's Alabama?
Alabama? I haven't seen Bama over a year and a half.
I thought you two were a team.
We were for a little while. Did about four jobs together. Then decided to call it quits.
Why?
You push that woman-man thing too long, and it gets to you after a while.
What's she doing now?
She hooked up with Frank McGar. They've done a couple of jobs together. Hell of a woman. Good little thief. So, explain the telegram.
Five-man job. Busted in and busted out of a diamond wholesalers.
Can you move the ice afterwards? I don't know nobody that can move ice.
No problem. We got guys waiting for it. Hey, what happened to Marcellus Spivey? Didn't he always move your ice?
He's doing 20 years. In Susanville.
20 years? Holy God. What for?
Bad luck.
I guess you can say that again.
What's the exposure like?
2 minutes, tops. But it's a tough 2 minutes. Daylight, during business hours, dealing with the crowd. But you will have the guys to deal with the crowd.
How many employees?
I'd say around 20. Security pretty lax. They most usually just deal in boxes. You know, uncut stones from the diamond syndicate. But on this particular day, they're getting a shipment of polished stones from Israel. They're like a way station, you know? They get picked up the next day and sent to Vermont.
No, they're not.
What's the cut, Papa?
Juicy, Junior. Real juicy.
Look, man, you do what you want. I'm out of here, man. I'm going to check into a motel for a few days. You know, I'll lay low and I'll call Joe. Shit, these fucking diners. Huh? Is he dead or what?
He ain't dead.
What is it? Scared the fucking shit out of me, man. I thought he was dead for sure.
Without medical attention, he will die for sure.
What are we gonna do, man? We can't take him to a hospital.
Without medical attention, the man might not live through the night. The bullet in his belly is my fault. Now, while that might not mean jack shit to you, it means a hell of a lot to me.
Well, first things first, okay? Staying here is goofy. We gotta book up.
What do you suggest we do? Go to a hotel? We got a guy shot in the belly. Can't walk. He bleeds like a stuck pig. And when he's awake, he screams in pain.
You got an idea? Spit it out.
Joe could help. We get in touch with Joe. Joe could get him to a doctor. Joe could get a doctor to come to see him.
Assuming we can trust Joe, how are we going to get in touch with him? Huh? He's supposed to be here, but he ain't, which is making me very nervous about being here. Even if he is on the up and up, I don't think he's going to be too happy with us, okay? He planned a robbery, and he's got a bloodbath on his hands now. He's got dead cops, dead robbers, dead civilians. Jesus Christ, I tend to doubt he's going to have a lot of sympathy for our plight. I mean, if I was him, I'd try to put as much distance between me and this mess as humanly possible.
Before you got here, Mr. Orange was asking me to take him to a doctor or a hospital. Now, I don't like the idea of turning him over to the cops.
If we don't, he's going to die. He begged me to do it.
Well, all right, then I guess we take him to a hospital. I mean, if that's what he said, let's do it. Since he don't know nothing about us, I say it's his decision.
Well, he knows a little about me.
What? Wait, wait. You didn't tell him your name, did you?
I told him my first name and where I was from.
Why?
I told him where I was from a few days ago. It was just a natural conversation.
What was telling him your name when you weren't supposed to?
He asked. We had just gotten away from the cops. He just got shot. It was my fault he got shot. He's a fucking bloody mess. He's screaming. I swear to God, I thought he was going to die right then and there. I'm trying to comfort him. Telling him not to worry, everything's going to be okay, I'm going to take care of him. And he asked me what my name was. I mean, the man was dying in my arms. What the fuck was I supposed to do? Tell him sorry? I can't give out that fucking information. It's against the rules. I don't trust you enough. Or maybe I should have, but I couldn't. Fuck you and fuck Joe.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a very beautiful scene between you.
Don't fucking patronize me.
I'm fucking for you. Do they have a sheet on you where you're from?
Yeah.
Well, that's that then, man. But I mean, Jesus Christ, I was worried about most of the possibilities as it was. Now he knows A, your name, B, what you look like, C, where you're from, and D, what your specialty is. Then I gotta have to show him a hell of a lot of pictures for him to pick you out. I mean, that's it, right? He didn't tell him anything else that can narrow down the selection.
If I have to tell you again to back off, me, you're gonna go round and round.
We ain't taking him to a hospital.
If we know he's gonna die.
And I'm very sad about that, but some fellas are lucky and some ain't.
What the fuck are you touching me for, man?
You wanna fuck with me? I'll show you who you're fucking with.
You wanna shoot me, you little piece of shit? Go ahead, take a shot.
Fuck you, White. I didn't create this situation. I'm dealing with it. You're acting like a first-year fucking thief. I'm acting like a professional. They get him, they can get you. They get you, they get closer to me, and that can't happen. You're looking at me like it's my fault? I didn't tell him my name. I didn't tell him where I was from. Shit, 15 minutes ago, you almost told me your name. You're putting together a second situation you created. So if you want to go bad, look somewhere, throw him in a mirror.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's going to start crying.
It's the blood. You're fucking kicking me. What happened to you? I figured you were dead. Hey, you okay? Did you see what happened to Blue? We didn't know what happened to you and Blue. That's what we were wondering about. What? Come on, man. Look, Brown is dead. Orange got it in the belly.
Enough! You better start talking, asshole. Because we got shit we need to talk about. We're already freaked out. We need you acting freaky like we need a fucking bag on our hip.
Okay, let's talk.
We think we got a rat in the house.
I guarantee we got a rat in the house.
What makes you say that?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Look, we think this place ain't safe.
This place just ain't secure anymore. We're leaving. You should go with us.
Nobody's going anywhere.
Piss on this fucking turd. We're out of here.
Don't take another step, Mr. White.
Fuck you, maniac! It's your fucking fault we're in this trouble.
What's this guy's problem?
What's my problem? Yeah, I got a fucking problem. I got a big fucking problem. With any trick you have in Madman, almost gets me shot.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That fucking shooting spree! In the snow, remember?
Oh, fuck him. They set off the alarm. They deserve what they got.
You almost killed me! If I know what kind of guy you were, I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
What was that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
Would you repeat it?
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Oh, Christ. Hey, look, you two assholes. Calm the fuck down. Hey, come on. Wake up.
What are we on a playground here, huh? Am I the only professional? Fucking guys who act like a bunch of fucking niggers, man. You working niggers, huh? Just like you two. Always saying they're going to kill each other.
You said yourself you thought about taking him out.
Fucking said that.
Yeah, I did, okay? I did. But that was then. Right now, this guy is the only one I completely trust. Fucking homicidal to be working with the cops.
You taking his side?
No! Fuck sides, man! What we need is a little solidarity. Somebody's sticking a red hot poker up our asses. I want to know whose name's on the handle. Fuck. Look, I know I'm no piece of shit. I'm pretty sure you're okay. And I'm fucking positive you're on the level. Just try and figure out who the bad guy is, all right?
Wow. That was really exciting. I bet you're a big Lee Marvin fan, aren't you?
Yeah, me too.
I love that guy. My heart's beating so fast, I'm about to have a heart attack.
Yeah?
I got something outside that I'd like to show you guys, so follow me.
Follow you? Where?
To my car.
Would you forget your French fries to go with the soda?
I had them already.
Yeah?
I got something I think you might want to see, though. It's a
what?
Big surprise. I'm sure you'll like it. Come on.
Hey, we still got to get out of here, you know.
No. We're going to stick around. We're going to wait.
What for? The cops?
No. Nice guy, Eddie.
Nice guy, Eddie?
Yeah.
What makes you think he isn't on a plane right now, halfway to Costa Rica?
Because I spoke to him on the phone and he said he's on the way down here.
You talked to Nice Guy Eddie? Why
yeah.
The fuck did you say that in the first place?
Because he never asked me.
Hardy fucking har. What did he say?
He said stay put. So, in the meantime, I'll show you guys something.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe our boy in blue here can answer some of these questions about this rat business you've been talking about.
You're a piece of work, my friend.
Ain't a bad idea. Let's get him the fuck out of here.
Hey, Sid, will you relax? I know you a long time. I'm not worried. I know you'll pay me back. Don't tell me what I already know. Don't embarrass me. So you had a few bad months. You do what everybody else does. I don't care if it's J.P. Morgan or Irving Taylor. You write it out.
Vic Vega's outside.
Hold on. Oh.
Vic Vega.
Oh, tell him to come in. I gotta go.
Come on in.
Friend of mine's outside. Keep your chin up. I'll be talking to you. Don't worry. Hey, welcome home, Vic. Not as freedom fail, huh?
It's a change.
Ain't that the sad truth? Sit down. Take your coat off. Make yourself at home. A little drink?
Yeah.
How about a little Remy Martin?
Sure.
Who's your parole officer?
Seymour Scagnetti.
How is he?
He's a fucking asshole. Won't even let me leave the halfway house.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. That fucking jungle bunny goes out there, slits some old woman's throat for 25 cents. He gets Doris Day for a parole officer. Good fella like you winds up with a ball-busting prick.
I want you to know I appreciate all the packages you sent me on the inside.
Hey, what the hell was I supposed to do? Forget about you?
I just want you to know that it meant a lot to me.
Hey, it was the least I could do. I wish the hell I could have done a lot more.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Vic. Toothpick Vic. Now, tell me a story, kid. What are your plans?
Yes, of a bitch.
I see you sitting there, but I don't believe it. How you doing, bitch?
Hey, Eddie.
Ah!
Ah!
Listen, I'm sorry. I should have picked you up myself. This week's been crazy. I don't have my head on my ass the whole time.
It's funny you should say that, because that was me and your daddy we were just talking about.
And I should have picked you up.
No, that you had your head up your ass.
I walk in the door, he's like, Vic, Vic, I'm so glad somebody's finally here who knows what's going on. My son Eddie's a fuck-up. He's ruining the business. I mean, I love the guy, but, you know, he's flushing everything down the toilet. I mean, that's what you said, right, Joe? I mean, tell him yourself.
Well, Eddie, I hate for you to hear it like this, but... Well, Vic come in and asked me how business was. You don't lie to a guy just not told you.
Very true.
All right, enough of this shit. Break it up. Come on, this ain't a flex job.
You guys want to roll around on the floor you're doing in Eddie's office, not mine.
Daddy, did you see that?
What?
That guy got me on the ground. He tried to fuck me.
You wish.
You sick bastard, Vic. You tried to fuck me in my father's office. Look, Vic, whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home, go to it. But don't try to fuck me. I mean, I don't think you're that way. I like you a lot, buddy, but I don't think you're that way.
Listen, if I was a butt cowboy, I wouldn't even throw you to the posse.
No, you wouldn't. You'd keep me for yourself. You know, 4 years fucking punks up the ass, you'd appreciate a piece of prime rib when you see it.
It might break you in, nice guy. To make you my dog's bitch.
Ain't that a sad sight, Daddy? Man walks into prison, a white man walks out talking like a fucking nigger. You know what? I think it's all that black semen been pumped up your ass so far, and now it's back into your fucking brain. It's coming out your mouth.
Eddie, you keep talking like a bitch. I'm gonna slap you like a bitch.
Come on,
all
man!
Right, I'm sick of it. I both of you, sit down. Now, Eddie. You come in here, we were talking some serious business. Now, Vic here's got a parole problem.
Who's your PO?
Seymour Scagnetti. Scagnetti. Fuck.
Harry's a motherfucker.
Oh, he's a fucker. Won't even let me leave the halfway house unless I get some shitty job.
Now, you come back to work for us, man.
Well, I wanna. First, I gotta prove to, asshead that I can get a regular, you know, job type job before I can move out on my own. I can't come back to work for you guys if I gotta worry about making some silly ass 10 o'clock curfew every fucking night.
All right, we can work this out, can't we, Eddie?
This ain't all that bad. Look, we can get you a lot of legitimate jobs. I'll get you down to Long Beach as a dock worker.
I don't want to listen to fucking creativity.
Vic. You don't lift shit. You don't even work there. But as far as the records are concerned, you do. Call Matthews, the foreman, and tell him he's got a new guy. Boom, you're on the rotation. You get a time card. It's clocked in and out for you every day. And at the end of the week, you get a nice paycheck. Dock workers do very well. So you can move into a halfway decent place without the Scagnetti fuck going, hey, where the fuck's the money come from? And if he decides to make a surprise visit, that's the day we sent you to Tustin. Pick up a load of shit and bring it back. He comes back again. Hey, sorry, Seymour. You just missed him. We had to send him to the Taft airstrip 5 fucking hours away. We had a load of shit we had to have him pick up there and bring back here. Look, part of your job, Vic, is going to different places. That's the beauty of it. We got places all over the place.
Hey, Vic, they tell you not to worry. Yeah, Vic, but worry.
I'll take you out of Long Beach tomorrow. We'll get you fixed up with Matthews. I'll tell him what's what.
You know, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, but I'd like to know when I can come back, you know, do some real work.
Well, it's hard to say. It's kind of a strange time now. Things are kind of...
They're a little fucked up is what they are. Look, we're just getting ready for a big meeting right now in Vegas.
Look, just let Eddie for now set you up at Long Beach. Get you a job, give you some cash... Get this Scagnetti fuck off your back, and then we'll talk to you, all right? Huh?
Dad, I got an idea. Now just hear me out. I know you don't like using the boys on these jobs, but Vic here, I mean, he's only been nothing but good luck for us. And the guy's a fucking rabbit's foot, for crying out loud.
I'd like to have him in. You know he can handle himself, and you damn sure know you can trust him.
Vic, how would you feel about pulling a job with about five other guys?
I'd feel great about it.
J. Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues, and if you're the 12th caller, you'll win two tickets to the Monster Truck Extravaganza being held tonight at the Carson Fairgrounds, featuring Big Daddy Don Bodine's truck, the Behemoth. The 12th caller wins on the station where the 70s survived.
Oh, I gotcha! You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you?
Hey, Doc, we got a major situation here. I know you know that. I gotta talk to Daddy and find out what he wants done.
Get in here!
All I know is what Vic told me, man. He said the place turned into a fucking bullet festival. He took a cop hostage just to get the fuck out of there. Get out! Do I sound like I'm fucking joking? He's fucking driving around with a cop in his trunk. I don't know who did what. I don't know who's got the loot. I don't know if anybody's got the loot. I don't know who's dead. I don't know who's alive. I don't know who's caught. I don't know who's not.
You never should have promised to me. Give it here. Don't hold back now. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Just give it here. Come on. Give it here. Give it here.
I will know. I'm practically there now. But what do I tell these guys about Daddy? All right. You sure that's what he said? Okay, that's what I'll tell you.
Fuck you! Let me in a fucking you!
You're gonna stop clapping, pal. You hear me? You're gonna fucking talk. You're gonna fucking...
You fucking know anything!
You fucking know. You know. Look at me. You fucking know.
Putting the Sam Hill group down here. You're asking
hey,
what's going on?
Nice guy. You got a cop.
Holy shit. Orange is dead. No, he's not dead. But he will be if we don't get him taken care of.
We were set up. The cops were there waiting for us.
What? Nobody fucking set anybody up.
The cops were there waiting for us, man.
Bullshit.
Hey, fuck you, man. You weren't there. We were. And I'm telling you, the cops had that store staked out.
Okay, Mr. Fucking Detective. You're so fucking smart. Huh? Who did it?
What the hell do you think we've been asking each other?
Yeah, what'd you come up with, huh? You think I did it? You think I fucking set you up?
I don't know. But somebody did.
Nobody did. You fucking assholes turn a jewelry store
into a Don't you call me an asshole.
You fucking idiot. Turn a fucking jewelry store
don't
into a
Don't you call me
asshole.
A fucking idiot.
And you wonder why the fucking cops show up?
Where's Joseph?
I don't know. I ain't talked to him. I talked to Doug. He says Daddy's coming down here and he's fucking pissed.
He's pissed? I told you he'd be pissed.
What'd Joe say?
I told you I ain't talked to him. All I know is he's pissed.
What are you gonna do about him?
Jesus Christ. Give me a fucking chance to breathe. I got a few questions of my own.
You ain't dying. He is.
All right, Mr. Fucking Compassion. I will call somebody.
Who?
Fucking snake charmer. What do you think? I'll call a doctor. They'll fix him right up. Now, what happened to Brown and Blue?
Brown's dead. We don't know what happened to him.
Brown's dead? Are you sure?
I'm sure. I was there. Took one in the head.
Nobody's got a clue what happened to Mr. Blue?
Either he's alive or he's dead. Or the cops got him. Or they don't.
Take this, the bastard you told me about? Why are you beating on him?
Maybe he can tell us who the fuck set us up.
If you fucking beat this prick long enough, he'll tell you he started the goddamn Chicago fire. Now that don't necessarily make it fucking so! Come on, man, think! All right, first thing's fucking last. Who's got the stones? Please, somebody at least tell me one little fucking favor just for my sake.
I got a bag. Okay? I stashed it like we'd be sure this place wasn't a police station.
Good for you. Now let's go get it. First, we got to get rid of those cars outside. Looks like Sam's hot car lot out there. Okay. Blondie, stay here and babysit them two. White and Pink, take a car each. I'll follow you. You ditch him. Pick up the stones. And while I'm following you, I'll arrange some sort of a doctor for our friend.
You can't leave these guys here with him.
Why not?
Because he's a fucking psycho. And if you think Joe's pissed off, that ain't nothing compared to how pissed off I am at him for putting me in the same room as that bastard.
You see what I've been putting up with, Eddie? I fucking walked in here. I told these guys about staying put. Mr. White whips out his gun. He's sticking it in my face, calling me a motherfucker, saying he's gonna blow me away, and blah, 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 blah.
He's the reason the joint turned into a shooting spree. What are you, a fucking silent partner? Tell him!
He went crazy in the store, but he seems all right now.
This is what he was doing. Bam! 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 Bam!
Yeah, bam, 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 bam. I told them not to touch the fucking alarm. They did. If they hadn't done what I told them not to do, they'd still be alive.
My fucking hero.
Thanks.
That's your excuse for going on a kill crazy rampage.
I don't like alarms, Mr. White.
What does it matter who stays with the cop? We ain't letting him go, not after we've seen everybody.
Fuck up, man!
You guys should never have taken him out of the truck in the first place.
Try and find out what he knew about the setup.
There is no fucking setup! Now here's the news. Blondie, you stay here and take care of these two. White and Pink, you come with me, because if Joe gets here and he sees all these cars parked outside, I swear to you, he's going to be just as mad at me as he is at you.
So...
Guess what? I think I'm parked in the red zone. Now, where were we?
I told you I don't know anything about any fucking setup.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the force for only 8 months. They don't tell me anything. Nobody tells me shit. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's a good idea. I like that one. Yeah. Sounds
even funny. Your boss said there wasn't a setup.
My what?
Your boss.
Excuse me, pal. One thing I want to make clear to you. I don't have a boss. Nobody tells me what to do. You understand? You hear what I said, you son of a bitch?
All right. You don't have a boss. All right.
The fucking shit. Look, it. I'm not gonna bullshit you, okay? I don't really give a good fuck what you know or don't know. But I'm gonna torture you anyway. Regardless. Not to get information. Amusing to me to torture a cop. You can say anything you want because I've heard it all before. All you can do is pray for a quick death, which you ain't gonna get.
Hey, Billy's
super sounds of the 70s.
It's my personal favorite.
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Dealer's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number five as K. Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continued.
Hey.
Ah, shit.
Hey, you. What's your name?
Marvin.
Marvin what?
Marvin Nash.
Listen to me, Marvin Nash. I'm a cop.
Yeah, I know.
You do?
Yeah, your name's Freddy something.
Noondike. Freddy Noondike.
Frankie Fischetti, he introduced us about 5 months ago.
I don't remember that at all.
I do. Mark. Freddy. How do I look? What?
I don't know what to tell you, Marvin.
Fuck. I'm a sick fuck. That fucking bastard.
Marvin, I need you to hold on. This cop's waiting even a block away.
What the fuck are they waiting for? I'm this fucking guy. He slashes my face and he cuts my fucking ear off. I'm fucking deformed.
Fuck you. I'm fucking dying.
Not to make a move till Joe Cabot shows up. We'll send him to get him. Alright? Now you heard him. He said he's on his way. Don't pussy out of me now, Martin. We're just gonna sit here and bleed. Joe Cabot sticks his fucking head through that door.
Say hello to a motherfucker who's inside. Cab is doing a job and take a big fat guess who wants on a team.
This better not be some kind of pretty joke, man.
This ain't no joke. I'm in there, I'm up his ass. Nice guy, he tells me Joe wants to meet me. Says I should just hang in my apartment and wait for a phone call. Well, after waiting 3 goddamn days by the fucking phone, he calls me last night and says Joe's ready. He'll pick me up in 15 minutes.
Well, I'll pick you up.
A nice guy. We get to the bar.
What bar?
Smokey Pete's in Gardena. We get there, and I meet Joe and a guy named Mr. White. It's a phony name. My name's Mr. Orange.
Mr. Orange?
Mr. Orange.
Hey, Mr. Orange. Have you ever seen this motherfucker before?
Who? Mr. White?
Yes, Mr. Orange. Mr. White.
No, he ain't familiar. He ain't one of Cabot's soldiers either. He's got to be from out of town. Joe knows him real good.
How can you tell?
The way they talk to each other. I can tell they're buddies.
Two of you talk?
Who, me and Joe?
Mr. White.
A little.
About what?
Brewers.
Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah. Apparently they won the night before. He made a killing off him.
This is sweet, man. Because if this crook's a Brewers fan, his ass has got to be from Wisconsin. And I bet you everything from a diddle-dad Joe to a damned if I know that in Milwaukee they got a sheet on this Mr. White motherfucker's ass. So what I want you to do is to go through the mugs of all the guys from old Milwaukee with a history of armed robbery, put a name to the face. Nice work.
Thank you, my man.
How was Long Beach Mike's referral?
Perfecto. He's backing up in a long fucking way. I told him it was Long Beach Mike. I did the poker game with him. A nice guy called him to check it out. Said it was A-okay. Said it was a good thing. I didn't rattle. I was ready to make a move.
So do right by him. He's a good guy. I wouldn't be inside if he wasn't for him.
No. Long Beach Mike is not your fucking amigo, man. Long Beach Mike is a fucking scumbag. He's selling out his amigos. That's what kind of a nice guy he fucking is, all right?
I'll take care of this fucking ass, man, but you get that low-life scumbag out of mind and you take care of business, you hear me?
Gone.
Use the commode story.
It's a commode story. It's a scene, man. Memorize it.
What? Look, man, an undercover cop's got to be Marlon Brando, right? To do this job, you got to be a great actor. You got to be naturalistic. You got to be naturalistic as hell. Because if you ain't a great actor, you're a bad actor. And bad acting is bullshit this job.
Yeah.
What is this? That's an amusing anecdote about a drug deal.
What?
Something funny that happened to you while you're doing a fucking job, man.
Damn. I gotta memorize all this? There's over 4 fucking pages of this shit.
Man, just think about it like it's a joke, all right? You memorize what's important, the rest you make your own, all right? You can tell a joke, can't you?
Nope.
Pretend you're Don Rickles or some fucking body and tell the joke, all right? Now, the things you gotta remember are the details. It's the details that tell your story. Now, this particular story takes place in a men's room. So you gotta know all the details about the men's room. You gotta know if they got paper towels or a blower to dry your hands with. You gotta know if the stalls ain't got no doors or not, man. You gotta know if they got liquid soap or that pink granulated powdered shit they used to use in high school, remember? You gotta know if they got hot water or not. If it stinks, if some nasty, low-life, scum-ridden motherfucker, man, sprayed diarrhea all over one of the bowls. You gotta know every detail there is to know about this commode. So what you gotta do is to take all them details, man, and make them your own. While you're doing that, you gotta remember that this story is about you and how you perceive the events that went down. The only way to do that, my brother, is to keep saying it.
Saying it.
This was during the Los Angeles marijuana drug, 1986. I still had a connection, which was insane, because I couldn't get any weed any fucking where then. Anyway, I had a connection with this hippie chick up in Santa Cruz, and all my friends knew it. They give me a call, and they say, "Hey, Freddy." Say, "Hey, dude. You getting some? You can get some for me too." Like, they knew I still smoked, so they asked me to buy some for them when I was buying for me. But it got to be... every time I bought some weed, I was buying for 4 or 5 different fucking people. Finally, I said, "Fuck this shit. I'm making this bitch rich. She didn't have to do jack shit. She never even had to meet these people. I was doing all the work." But then that got to be a pain in the ass. People call me on the phone all the fucking time. I couldn't even run a fucking tape without 6 fucking phone calls interrupting me. "Hey, when's the next time you're getting some?" "Motherfucker, I'm trying to watch The Lost Boys, you know? When I get some, I'll let you know." Then these rinky-dink potheads come by. They're my friends and everything, but still, you know? I got all my shit laid out in $60 bags. They don't want $60, right? They want $10 worth. And breaking up is a major fucking pain in the ass. I don't even know what $10 worth looks like.
This is a very weird situation. Because I don't know if you remember back in 86, there was a major fucking drought. Nobody had anything. People were living on resin, smoking the wood in their pipes for months. This chick had a bunch. And she's begging me to sell it. So I told her I wasn't going to be Joe the Pot Man anymore, but I would take a little bit to sell it to my close friends. She agreed to that, said, "We keep the same arrangement as before, 10% free pot for me, as long as I helped her out that weekend." She had a brick of weed she was selling. She didn't want to go to buy alone. Her brother usually goes with her, but he's in Cali unexpectedly.
"What for?"
"His traffic ticket's gone warrant. They stopped him for something, found warrants on him, took him to county. Now, she doesn't want to walk around alone with all that weed. I don't want to do this. I'm very
bad feeling about it. She keeps asking me, finally, I said, okay, because I'm sick of hearing it. All right, picking the guy up at the train station.
Wait a minute. You go to the train station to pick up the buyer, the weed on you?
A guy needed it right away. Don't ask me why. Anyway, we get to the train station, and we're waiting for the guy. Now, I'm carrying the weed around in one of those little carry-on bags. I gotta take a piss. So I tell a connection, I'll be right back. I'm going to the boys' room. So I walk into the men's room, and who's standing there? Four Los Angeles County sheriffs and a German shepherd.
They're waiting for you?
No, it's just a bunch of cops hanging out in the men's room talking. When I walk through the door, they all stop what they were talking about, and they looked at me.
That's hard, man. That's a fucking hard situation.
German Shepherd starts barking. He's barking at me. I mean, it's obvious. He's barking at me. Every nerve in me, all my senses, blood in my veins, everything I have is screaming, take off, man. Just bail, just get the fuck out of there. Panic hits me like a bucket of water. First there's a shock of it, bam, right in the face. I'm just standing there drenched in panic, and all these sheriffs are looking at me, and they know, man, they can smell it. Sure as that fucking dog can, they can smell it on me.
Shut up. Hey, so anyway, I got my gun drawn, right? And I got to point right at this guy. I tell him, please, don't fucking move. And this little idiot's looking right at me, nodding his head, yeah, and he's saying, I know. But meanwhile, his right hand is creeping towards the glove box. And I scream at him. I go, asshole, I'm going to fucking blow you away right now. Put your hands on the dash. And he's still looking at me, nodding his head, you know. I know, buddy. And meanwhile, you know, his hand is still going for the glove box. And I said, buddy, I'm going to shoot you in the face if you don't put your hands on the fucking dash. And then this guy's girlfriend, this real sexy oriental bitch, you know, she starts screaming at him, Chuck, what are you doing? Listen to the officer, put your hands on the dash. So, you know, then like nothing, the guy steps out of it and casually puts his hands on the dash.
What was he going for?
His fucking registration.
Ha! You're kidding.
No, man, stupid fucking citizen doesn't know how close he came to getting blown away. That close, man.
Situation. Just shooting your pants and dive in and swim.
Tell me more about Cabot.
I don't know. He's a cool guy. He's funny. He's a funny guy. You remember the Fantastic Four?
Well, yeah, with that invisible bitch and flame on and shit.
Thing. Motherfucker looks just like the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, show's time. Grab your jackets. I'm parked outside.
I'll be right down.
Hey, be right down.
What he wouldn't do for love. He's a fool, a fool for love.
some pussy out of me now. They don't know. They don't know shit. You're not gonna get hurt. You're fucking Beretta. They believe every fucking word because you're super cool.
There goes our boy.
I swear, guy has to have rocks in his head the size of Gibraltar to work undercover.
You want one of these?
Yeah, give me the bear claw.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling.
Ooga, ooga.
Hey, I know what I'm talking about, okay? Black women ain't the same as white women.
There's a slight difference.
Very funny. You know what I mean. What a white bitch will put up with, a black bitch wouldn't put up with for a minute, man. They got a line, and if you cross it, they fuck you up.
I gotta go along with Pink on that one. I've seen it happen.
Okay, Mr. Expert, if this is such a truism, why is it that every nigger I know treats his woman like a piece of shit?
I'll make you a bet that those same damn niggers who are showing their ass in public, when their bitches get them home, man, they chill the fuck out.
Not these guys.
Oh, yeah, those guys too.
Here you guys a story. One of Daddy's clubs. It's a black cocktail waitress named Elois.
Elois?
Yeah, Elois. E and Lois. She called her Lady E.
Where was she from, Compton?
From Ladora Heights.
Oh, Ladora Heights. That's the black Beverly Hills.
Well, it's not the black Beverly Hills. It's the black Palos Verdes. Anyway, Lady E. I mean, she was a man-eater upper. Unfucking believable. Every guy that ever laid his eyes on her had to jack off to her at least once. I mean, you know what she looked like? She looked like Christy Love. Remember that TV show?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Christy
yeah.
Love, about the black female cop? She always used to say,
you're under arrest, sugar. What's the name of the chick who played Christy Love?
Pam Grier.
No, it wasn't Pam Grier. Pam Grier was the other one. Pam Grier did the film. Christy Love was like Pam Grier TV show without Pam Grier.
So, who was Christy Love?
The fuck should I know?
Great, now I'm totally fucking tortured.
Whoever it was, it doesn't matter. She looked exactly like Elois.
Aunt Frances.
No, that was Honey West.
Aunt Frances is white.
Shut up. All right, I'm trying to tell a story here. She looked exactly like Elois. Anyway, I come into the club one night. And there's Carlos, he's the bartender, he's a wetback, he's a friend of mine. And I says to him, Carlos, where's Lady E tonight? And now, apparently, Lady E was married to a real piece of dog shit. I mean, a real fucking animal. He used to do things to her.
Well, do things like what? What would he do? I mean, he'd beat her up or something?
I don't know what he did, he just did things, alright?
Right.
So anyway, one night, she plays it real cool. She waits for this bag of shit to get dressed. He falls asleep on the fucking couch. She sneaks up on him, and she puts some wacko glue on his dick, and glues his dick to his belly.
No.
Hey,
Jesus Christ.
I'm serious, man. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. They had to call the paramedics to cut the prick loose. Literally.
You could do some crazy things, man.
Was he all pissed off?
How would you feel if every time you had to take a piss, you had to do a fucking handstand?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard. Well, let me tell a joke. Five guys sitting in a bullpen, San Quentin, wondering how the fuck they got there. What did we do wrong? What should have we done? What didn't we do? Whatever that. It's your fault, my fault, his fault. All that bullshit. Finally, someone comes up with the idea. Wait a minute. Why, we were planning this caper. All we did was sit around and tell fucking jokes. Got the message? Well, it's not to me to holler at you. This caper's over, and I'm sure it's going to be a successful one. Hell, we'll get down to Hawaiian Islands. I'll roar and laugh with all of you. Find me a different character than I'm here. Right now, it's a matter of business. With the exception of Eddie and myself, and we already know, we're going to be using aliases on this job. Under no circumstances do I want any one of you to relate to each other by your Christian names. And I don't want any talk about yourself personally. That includes where you've been, your wife's name, where you might have done time, or a bank maybe you robbed in, say, Petersburg. All I want you guys to talk about, if you have to, is what you're going to do. That should do it. Here are your names. Mr. Brown. Mr. White. Mr. Blonde. Mr. Blue. Mr. Orange. Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're a faggot, all right?
Why can't we pick our own colors?
No way, no way. Tried it once, it doesn't work. You get four guys all fighting over who's going to be Mr. Black. But they don't know each other, so nobody wants to back down. No way. I pick. You're Mr. Pink. Be thankful you're not Mr. Yellow.
Yeah, but Mr. Brown, that's a little too close to Mr. Shit.
Well, Mr. Pink sounds like Mr. Pussy. How about if I'm Mr. Purple? I mean, that sounds good to me. I'll be Mr. Purple.
You're not Mr. Purple. Some guy on some other job is Mr. Purple. You're Mr. Pink.
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name. All right, look, if it's no big deal to be Mr. Pink, you want to trade?
Hey, nobody's trading with anybody. This ain't a goddamn fucking city council meeting, you know. Now, listen up, Mr. Pink. There's two ways you can go on this job. My way or the highway. Now, what's it gonna be, Mr. Pink?
Jesus Christ, Joe. Fucking forget about it. It's beneath me, you know. I'm Mr. Pink. Let's move on.
I'll move on when I feel like it. Oh, you got the goddamn message? So goddamn mad, how are you guys? You can hardly talk. Let's go to work.
Let's go over. Where are you?
I stand outside and guard the door. I don't let anybody go in or go out.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown waits in the car. It's parked across the street. Like in the signalman, pulls up in front of the store.
Mr. Blonde and Mr. Blue.
Crowd control. We handle customers and employees.
That girl's ass.
She's sitting right here on my dick.
Myself and Mr. Pink?
You two take the manager in the back and make him give you the diamonds. We're there for those stones, period. Since no display cases are being fucked with, no alarm should go off. We're out of there in 2 minutes, not 1 second longer. What happens if the manager won't give you the diamonds?
When you're dealing with a store like this, they're insured up the ass. They're not supposed to give you any resistance whatsoever. If you get a customer or an employee who thinks he's Charles Bronson, take the butt of your gun and smash their nose in. Drops him right to the floor. Everyone jumps. He falls down screaming, blood squirts out of his nose. Freaks everybody out. Nobody says fucking shit after that. You might get some bitch talk shit to you, but give her a look like you're going to smash her in the face next. Watch her shut the fuck up. Now, if it's a manager, that's a different story. The managers know better than to fuck around. So if you get one that's giving you static, he probably thinks he's a real cowboy, so you got to break that son of a bitch in two. If you want to know something he won't tell you, cut off one of his fingers, the little one. Then tell him his thumb's next. After that, I'll tell you if he wears ladies' underwear. I'm hungry. Let's get a taco.
I'm fucking blind.
You're not blind. You just got blood in your eyes, all right?
Is he dead? Did he die or not? Let's go.
it! Hold it! Right there! Get in the fucking car!
I can't believe you killed me. Who the fuck is that?
Hey, just cancel that shit right now. You're hurt. You're hurt real fucking bad. But you ain't dying.
I just blood scared the shit out of me, Larry. I'm gonna die, I know it.
What the fuck happened?
He slashed the cop's face cut off. His ear was gonna burn him alive.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said, Mom went crazy. Smashed the cop's face. Cut off his ear. Was gonna burn him alive.
This cop?
No.
He went crazy? Something like that? Worse or better?
Yeah, he was pulling a burn, man. He was gonna kill the cop and me. When you guys walked through the door, he was gonna blow you to hell and make out for the diamonds.
What'd I tell you? That sick piece of shit was a stone cold psycho.
You can't ask the cop if he didn't just kill him. Talk about what he was gonna do when he was slicing him up.
I don't buy it. It doesn't make sense. This perfect fucking sense to me. You weren't there during the job, Betty. You didn't see how we acted. We did. Right about the ear, it tacked off.
All right, let me just say this out loud, because I want to get this straight in my head. You're saying that Mr. Blonde was going to kill you, and then when we got back, he was going to kill us, take the satchel of diamonds, and scram. I'm right about that, right? That's correct. That's your story?
I swear on my mother's eternal soul, this is what happened.
The man you just killed just got released from prison. He got caught at a company warehouse full of hot items. He could have fucking walked. All he had to do was say my dad's name, but he didn't. He kept his fucking mouth shut. And he did his fucking time, and he did it like a man. He did 4 years for us. So, Mr. Orange, you're telling me that this very good friend of mine, who did 4 years for my father, who in 4 years never made a deal no matter what they dangled in front of him, you're telling me that now that this man is free and we're making good on our commitment to him, he's just gonna decide out of the fucking blue to rip us off? Why don't you tell me what really happened?
What the hell for? It'd just be more bullshit. This man set us up.
Dad, I'm sorry, but I don't know what the hell's happened.
It's all right, Eddie, I do.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That lump of shit's working with the LAPD.
I don't have the slightest fucking idea what you're talking about.
Joe, I don't know what you think you know, but you're wrong.
Like hell I am.
Joe, trust me on this. You've made a mistake. He's a good kid. I understand you're hot, you're super fucking pissed. We're all real emotional. But you're barking up the wrong tree. I know this man, he wouldn't do that.
You don't know jack shit. I do. The cocksucker tipped off the cops, and a Mr. Brown and Mr. Blue killed.
Mr. Blue is dead?
Dead as Dillinger.
How do you know all this?
It was the only one I wasn't 100% on. I should have my fucking head examined going ahead when I wasn't 100%.
That's your proof?
You don't need proof when you have instinct. I ignored it before, but no more.
You lost your fucking mind.
Joe,
You're making a terrible mistake. I'm not going to let you make it.
Come on, guys. Nobody wants this. We're supposed to be fucking professionals.
Hey, look. It's been quite a long time. A lot of jobs. There's no need for this, man. Let's just put our guns down. And let's settle this with a fucking conversation.
Joe, if you kill that man, you die next. Repeat, if you kill that man, you die next.
Larry, we have been friends. And you respect my dad and I respect you, but I will put fucking bullets right through your heart. You put that fucking gun down now.
God damn you, Joe. Don't make me do this.
Larry, stop pointing that fucking gun at my dad!
Put the lime in the coconut, you drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut. can take a sit.
Put a lime in the coconut, you're such a silly woman. Put a lime in the coconut and drink.